Lesson 38. John Blake was trying to find out more about a pendant. The pendant had been stolen from a museum. With his friend, Mary Green, he went to the shop of Mr. Egg, the bookseller. They found Mr. Egg with his own knife sticking in him. Beside his body, there was an old diary with the drawing of the stolen pendant. They went to telephone the police. When they came back into the room, the diary had gone. They tried to get out of the room, but found the door locked. Mary said, "The murderer locked it. He wanted to keep us here because he didn't want to be followed."
"You mean he didn't want John and Mary to follow him? He didn't want to be followed?"
"That's right."
"Don't laugh. Can't you hear? Stop laughing."
"But why? What's the matter?"
"I hate it when you laugh at me. I hate to be laughed at." "Help! Help!"
"Stop shouting. No one can hear us. We're miles from anywhere."
"But we can't give up hope. I want someone to hear us. I want to be heard."
"What's your name?"
"Margaret Harris."
"Where do you live?"
46 Seton Road."
"How old are you?"
"I won't answer that question."
"Why not?"
"I don't like to be asked insulting questions."
So here's the infinitive again.
"Yes, the passive infinitive this time. I want someone to hear us."
"I want to be heard."
"I don't want you to laugh at me."
"I don't want to be laughed at."
"I'm certain they'll invite you."
"I am certain to be invited. And the murderer is certain not to be followed."
"Yes, he can be quite certain, as he locked John and Mary in."
"Open the door."
"I can't. It's locked. Somebody's locked the door."
"You didn't lock the door."
"No, it's locked from the outside."
"Then the murderer locked it. He's still here."
"No. I think he wanted to get away. He wanted to keep us here because he didn't want to be followed, so he locked the door. He hasn't hurt us."
"He's dangerous."
"He didn't attack us."
"He killed Mr. Egg and he locked us in."
"Don't worry. The police will be here soon."
"He locked us in with Mr. Egg."
"Well, we phoned the police. They're coming. They'll soon be here."
"Look at him. He's staring at us."
"No, he's not staring at us."
"His eyes are open."
"He's dead."
"Let's move him."
"We can't move him yet. We must wait for the police."
"I know we must wait. The door's locked. But let's move Mr. Egg. Let's put him in the corner. Let's put him out of sight."
"We mustn't move him."
When John and Mary wanted to go out of Mr. Egg's room, they found the door locked. Mary said, "The murderer locked it. He killed Mr. Egg and locked us in." Mary looked at Mr. Egg's body. His eyes were open. She said, "Look at him. He's staring at us." She thought Mr. Egg was looking straight at them with big eyes. That is, he was staring at them. She couldn't stand it. "Let's put him out of sight," she suggested. But John replied, "We mustn't touch him until the police have seen him." John could understand Mary's feelings, so he said, "I'll put my coat over him." "There's blood on his hands. It will spoil your coat," Mary objected.
"Ouch, my finger."
"What happened?"
"Oh, nothing. I've cut my finger."
"Do you call that nothing? There's blood all over your hand. Everything is red with blood. I can't stand seeing blood.
What? I cut my finger and she faints."
"What's the matter with you? You look pale and you've stopped eating your orange."
"I can't stand blood either. I can't even stand hearing about blood. It spoiled my appetite."
"Oh, dear. And it could have spoiled John's coat, too."
"Don't run, Kathy. You'll fall over."
"No, I won't."
"Kathy, you'll fall over." "I told you. Now look at your new coat. It's covered with dust and there's oil all over it. You spoiled your new coat, you naughty girl."
But I must tell him that there's a skeleton in the cupboard.
Don't you dare!
But I must tell him. He'll be frightened to death if he opens the door and sees it.
That's just the point. Do you want to spoil the fun? Do you want to spoil the whole effect?
Mummy, I want chocolate.
Here you are, Jill, darling.
And I want some biscuits.
Here are the biscuits, my little Jill.
I want that doll.
Certainly, sweetheart.
Mummy, I want you to stand on your head.
Of course, Jill. Mummy'll stand on her head for her little darling.
Don't you think you spoil that child a little?
Well, Tom, and what about our story? Tell me what happened to John and Mary when they were locked in with Mr. Egg's body.
Tell you? No, I won't tell a word. I don't want to spoil the story. Let's listen instead.
Let's move him.
We can't move him yet. We must wait for the police.
I know we must wait. The door's locked. But let's move Mr. Egg. Let's put him in the corner. Let's put him out of sight.
We mustn't move him.
Look at his eyes. Let's put him under the table.
The police haven't seen him yet. We mustn't touch him until the police have seen him. If we do, they'll be angry.
But there's a knife sticking in him.
Don't look at him.
I can't stand it.
I'll cover him up. I'll put my coat over him.
There's blood on his hands. You'll get blood on your coat. You'll spoil your coat.
But I'll hide Mr. Egg.
Oh, look, there's a cloth on the table. Let's use the tablecloth.
Of course. We'll cover him with the tablecloth. There. That's better, isn't it?
He looked awful.
I've been thinking. The detective said, I believe in arithmetic. Do you remember?
Mm.
He said, 2 and 2 make 4. Let's do some of the detective's arithmetic. Mr. Egg bought the book, didn't he?
Yes, he bought the book from Miss Haverhill.
And he found something in it.
He saw the drawing of the pendant. So Egg had the book and somebody else had the pendant.
Egg wanted the pendant and somebody else wanted the book.
The pendant and the book go together. So they both wanted the book and the pendant.
So somebody murdered Egg and stole the book.
That means they had the pendant already.
So the person who killed Egg probably stole the pendant.
But why? What did the book tell him?
I wonder.
John and Mary tried to do arithmetic, like the detective. Mary said Mr. Egg had bought the book from Miss Haverhill. Somebody else had the pendant. The pendant and the book go together, Mary said. They go together, that is, they belong to each other. So Mr. Egg wanted the book and the pendant too, and so did the murderer.
They both wanted the book and the pendant, and they wanted both the book and the pendant.
That's right. And what do you want?
I want to listen to the end of today's episode.
So do I. So we both want to listen to the end of the story.
But I also want to exercise my English.
Very well. So you want both to exercise your English and to listen to the story?
Yes. What's the solution then?
First, you will exercise your English, then we'll listen to the story. So now, exercise one. It didn't lock the door.
Didn't he? I thought he had locked it.
He didn't manage to get away.
Didn't he? I thought he had managed to get away.
He didn't hurt them.
Didn't he? I thought he had hurt them.
He didn't attack them.
Didn't he? I thought he had attacked them.
He didn't move.
Didn't he? I thought he had moved.
Exercise two. Listen to the...
You must lock the door.
They knew they had to lock the door, but they couldn't.
You must get away safely.
They knew they had to get away safely, but they couldn't.
You must follow his example.
They knew they had to follow his example, but they couldn't.
You must phone the police.
They knew they had to phone the police, but they couldn't.
You must wait for help.
They knew they had to wait for help, but they couldn't.
You must find a solution.
They knew they had to find a solution, but they couldn't.
I can lock them in.
I know you can, but you mustn't.
I can leave at any time.
I know you can, but you mustn't.
I can do police work.
I know you can, but you mustn't.
I can eat all this cake.
I know you can, but you mustn't.
I can drive his car myself.
I know you can, but you mustn't.
Exercise 4.
Mr. Egg wanted the book, and so did the murderer.
So they both wanted the book.
Peter went to the exhibition, and so did Anne.
So they both went to the exhibition.
The policeman knew the thief, and so did the detective.
So they both knew the thief.
The Browns moved to another district, and so did their parents.
So they both moved to another district.
Mary heard Mr. Egg's last words, and so did John.
So they both heard Mr. Egg's last words.
John saw the drawing of the pendant, and so did the murderer.
So they both saw the drawing of the pendant.
Exercise 5. He wanted the book.
And the pendant, too.
He wanted both the book and the pendant.
They called the police.
And the ambulance, too.
They called both the police and the ambulance.
She enjoyed the performance.
And the book, too.
She enjoyed both the performance and the book.
We went to the zoo.
And the amusement park, too.
We went to both the zoo and the amusement park.
He offered help.
And money, too.
He offered both help and money.
They did the exercises.
And the translation, too.
They did both the exercises and the translation.
And now, here's our story once again. John and Mary were locked in Mr. Egg's room with his dead body.
Open the door.
I can't. It's locked. Somebody's locked the door.
You didn't lock the door?
No, it's locked from the outside.
Then the murderer locked it. He's still here.
No. I think he wanted to get away. He wanted to keep us here because he didn't want to be followed, so he locked the door. He hasn't hurt us.
He's dangerous.
He didn't attack us.
He killed Mr. Egg and he locked us in.
Don't worry. The police will be here soon.
He locked us in with Mr. Egg.
Well, we phoned the police. They're coming. They'll soon be here.
Look at him. He's staring at us.
No, he's not staring at us.
His eyes are open.
He's dead.
Let's move him.
We can't move him yet. We must wait for the police.
I know we must wait. The door's locked. But let's move Mr. Egg. Let's put him in the corner. Let's put him out of sight.
We mustn't move him.
Look at his eyes. Let's put him under the table.
The police haven't seen him yet. We mustn't touch him until the police have seen him. If we do, they'll be angry.
But there's a knife sticking in him.
Don't look at him.
I can't stand it.
I'll cover him up. I'll put my coat over him.
There's blood on his hands. You'll get blood on your coat. You'll spoil your coat.
But I'll hide Mr. Egg.
Oh, look, there's a cloth on the table. Let's use the tablecloth.
Of course. We'll cover him with the tablecloth. There. That's better, isn't it?
He looked awful.
I've been thinking. The detective said, I believe in arithmetic. Do you remember?
Mm.
He said, 2 and 2 make 4. Let's do some of the detective's arithmetic. Mr. Egg bought the book, didn't he?
Yes, he bought the book from Miss Haverhill.
And he found something in it.
He saw the drawing of the pendant. So Egg had the book and somebody else had the pendant.
Egg wanted the pendant and somebody else wanted the book.
The pendant and the book go together. So they both wanted the book and the pendant.
So somebody murdered Egg and stole the book.
That means they had the pendant already.
So the person who killed Egg probably stole the pendant.
But why? What did the book tell him?
I wonder.
John? Can you smell smoke?
Smoke?
I think I can smell smoke.
Yes, I can smell it too. Something's burning.
Something's burning, and John and Mary are locked in the room. Listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel.